Welcome back to another episode of City Hall Pass. I'm Kapel Lungani, counsel to the mayor of New York City. We created this forum, the first of its kind in New York City, to give you, the public, a unique window into the highest levels of our city government. We interview New York City's finest public servants and get them to open up in a way that is both deeply personal and insightful. And on its best days, we hope that our podcast is equal parts educational and inspiring. And now I want to introduce my two co-hosts today, two brilliant women who inspire me every day, Bess Chu and Kate Coughlin.
Thanks, Kapel. Happy to be here. This is Bess Chu. I'm currently Chief of Staff to the Office of the Counsel to the Mayor.
Hi, I'm Kate Coughlin, and I currently serve as Deputy Counsel for the Office of the Counsel to the Mayor.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest today, New York City's own Lin-Manuel Miranda. It is not a stretch to say that Lin-Manuel Miranda is a genius, but don't take my word for it. In 2015, Lin Miranda was awarded a MacArthur Genius Grant. Indeed, Lin-Manuel is a man of immense talent. He is an award-winning composer, lyricist, and actor, and the creator and original star of the Broadway sensations, Hamilton and In the Heights. Hamilton was awarded the 2016 Pulitzer Prize in Drama and earned a record-breaking 16 Tony nominations, winning 11 Tony Awards, including two personally for Lin-Manuel. Lin-Manuel has also received stars on both the Puerto Rico Walk of Fame and the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 2015, he was appointed by Mayor Bill de Blasio to New York City's Theater Sub-District Council. Lin-Manuel is also an exceptional humanitarian who has devoted enormous time and energy to help those in the midst of a crisis. For example, he actively supported the relief efforts in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria in September 2017. In honor of the historic 2019 run of Hamilton in Puerto Rico, Lin-Manuel created an arts fund, which raised $15 million for arts and culture on the island. We sat down with Lin-Manuel at the United Palace Theater in Washington Heights after the premiere of his new film, In the Heights, to talk about his love for New York City, the impact of the arts on our city's recovery from COVID, his commitment to serving his community, and so much more. We hope you enjoy. Lin-Manuel, I wanted to start by asking you, you've used your public platform to bring attention and resources to places in the aftermath of a disaster or pandemic like Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the COVID crisis. In the weeks after the disaster, there's a need to provide survivors often with food, water, shelter, basic essentials. We don't often think about the arts in the context of recovery. Can you talk about why arts are important in responding to a crisis?
100%. First of all, it's a job like anything else, and jobs lead to recovery. Well, I remember Hurricane Maria like it was yesterday, and the panic's first days were, it was just radio silence from the island entirely. It wasn't even like we were getting mixed reports. We were getting no reports. The internet was down and phones were down. And so the first needs are, you know, survival needs. It's food and it's water and it's shelter. And as the recovery continued, I asked myself, what can our role be in this as an artist born to Puerto Rican parents but raised in New York? And we kind of decided, okay, our lane will be the sector that gets forgotten in recovery efforts always, which is artists and artists on the island who also have to feed their families. And also, again, if you want a reminder on how important the arts are to the mental health of a society, look no further than this pandemic. Imagine this pandemic without that book or that streaming series or that movie that you used to cope when you couldn't go out. And so we mounted a production of Hamilton. We actually inaugurated a new tour, but we debuted it in Puerto Rico and basically said, all of this money is going to go to arts organizations on the island, arts organizations that need support and artists. So it began with organizations and now has moved on to, in partnership with the Flamboyant Foundation, individual grants to artists. And that's a multi-year process to make sure the health of the arts on the island remains strong and that artists can continue to do what they were put here to do.
I can't sing, act, dance, but something we do have in common is that we're both New Yorkers and we love New York City. Can you tell us a little bit about how New York City, growing up here, living here, working here, has inspired your work?
It's actually easier to think of ways in which it hasn't inspired my work because I find I keep returning to it. Obviously, my first musical, In the Heights, is a love letter to this neighborhood that we are sitting in. We're recording this podcast from 175th Street and Broadway. And normally I'd be like, oh, do we want to go somewhere quieter? But actually, I think that helps us in this podcast today to hear the drilling and the fireworks. And, you know, we're entering summer in Washington Heights, which is, to me, the most musical setting in the world, which is why my first musical is set there. But even Hamilton was the same New York City a few layers below the dirt. It was just a few centuries back, and it was such an eye-opening experience as I began to research that musical that, oh, Aaron Burr lived on 165th Street. I don't actually have to leave that far from home. Oh, Hamilton himself lives in Hamilton Heights. Oh, that's why it's called Hamilton Heights. His house, The Grange, is on 145th. So that was like another layer of discovery and falling in love with this city and the chapters in American history that happened in the city. And even now, my latest project, I'm directing my first film for Netflix. It's about the late Jonathan Larson, the composer of Rent, who, you know, Rent really changed my life because it felt like the first truly contemporary musical that I saw. And it took place in the West Village. And it was like very clear this guy was writing about his friends and his community and that there's a direct line between that and In the Heights. And so I'm directing, it's an autobiographical musical that Larson himself wrote when he was turning 30. In making that movie, I get to explore New York City in 1990. I get to resurrect the Moondance Diner on 6th Avenue, which doesn't exist anymore. I get to explore the places that inspired Jonathan Larson's love letter to New York. I get to explore a city ravaged by the AIDS crisis and how difficult that was. And, you know, we lost a generation of artists because of that plague. And so, there's a long way of saying everything I do keeps circling around New York. I think I'm going to write something else. And it leads me right back here.
Lin-Manuel, if you were not from New York City, what do you think you would have done with your life? Do you think you became an artist in part because you grew up here in New York City?
I don't know the answer to that. And it's interesting you ask it in that particular way, because I think one of the most autobiographical lyrics in the Heights is one that Nina sings in a song called When You're Home. And she says, when I was younger, I imagined what would happen if my parents had stayed in Puerto Rico. Who would I be if I had never seen Manhattan, if I'd stayed in Puerto Rico with my people? And I don't know the answer to that question, which is why it's a lyric in my show in question form. And I think it's a question a lot of us who were raised here and our parents are from somewhere else. And that describes so many New Yorkers. What I love about Washington Heights, even before it was a Latino neighborhood when I was growing up, it was an Irish neighborhood and it was an Italian neighborhood. And when we put the show on Broadway, I met so many generations of New Yorkers for whom some first chapter in American life took place north of 155th Street. And I heard stories about grandmothers fleeing World War II. I heard stories about Irish moms and Irish-owned businesses. I heard stories of little kids being like, I can't believe my block is on your stage. Oh. Again, like that's also the wonderful thing about getting to write about the place you love is others sort of see themselves in it.
I remember seeing In the Heights on Broadway. I was in law school, so I had a ticket like way in the back of the theater. But despite sitting so far from the stage, I remember personally feeling so moved by this diverse New York City story about this block, this community, like just moved by the dynamic music and the cast and the whole story. In the Heights and Hamilton have both really focused on this immigrant experience. Why is it important for you to tell these stories?
I don't know that it's important or unimportant. It's just what I'm drawn to. It's sort of a fallacy to think that you choose the art you're going to make. Honestly, I feel like the idea that doesn't leave you alone is the thing that you find yourself writing. And I've had ideas that I pursue them till their end point, and then I go, oh, I scratched the itch. There's not a musical there after all. I learned what I need to learn. But again, you're right. I keep getting drawn. And I think it's because I'm in such awe of it. I obviously feel the responsibility and sacrifice my parents went through for me to get a good education and grow up in New York City, which is not the easiest place to grow up sometimes. They made miracles happen so that I could have the life I had here. I'm really in awe of the immigrant experience because I'm in awe of what it takes to uproot everything you know. I can't imagine leaving New York, honestly. That's the real answer. I can't imagine leaving New York and starting somewhere new. And New York is made up of so many people who left everything they knew to start a new life here and somehow got a toehold so that their kid could have a foothold. And I'm in awe of that struggle and that journey. And I think that's why it keeps popping up again and again.
Your father was an aide to Ed Koch and as a political consultant to people like Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and former Secretary Hillary Clinton. You've chosen to engage with the public in public issues in a very different way. What made you choose musical theater as a vehicle? And what can you do through this form, through this art, that you can't do through others?
It's funny, that question about choice. Like I had a choice. You're right. My dad was in politics. My mom is a psychologist. They met at NYU as students, but they loved cast albums. And we think back on why we do what it is we do. And what I think of is going to see my first Broadway show, Les Mis. It was the 80s. I fell asleep. I was 7. But I remember them bringing home the cast album. And I remember my mother crying every time Valjean sang Bring Him Home. And seeing how that music moved her, seeing how my parents would just turn the knob all the way up when there was a show tune on, that probably has more to do with my writing musical theater than any decision I made. It was the way in which that art form could move people and move the people closest to me that I think entered into that decision. I go back and forth with my dad a lot. He says, you hate politics, but you'd be a great politician. And I do. To quote my own show, like I have seen how the sausage is made. It is not interesting to me to make that particular brand of sausage. But that being said, I do think something that I learned through osmosis, watching my father work on political campaign after political campaign, is power and the way power is held and the way power is wielded and the way communities can wield power by organizing, by mobilizing. Certainly this past year has been an incredible demonstration of that with the Black Lives Matter movement. Again, you asked why I chose musical theater, and we think politicians lead, but actually we lead our politicians. We tell them what we need them to do. And we let them know when they're not. And so I knew history teachers would like Hamilton. I hoped hip-hop fans would like it. I hoped musical theater fans would like it. I did not at all anticipate how much the political world would embrace it.
Lin-Manuel, the mayor's been referring to this summer as the summer of New York City. What are you most looking forward to doing this summer in New York City, outside of your extraordinary opening tonight here in the Heights?
This premiere is the culmination of so many dreams come true. It's hard to look past it. I have enjoyed eating outside again. I have enjoyed, you know, being in the parks and just having my mask down. Not even all the way off, because out of respect to folks who still have their masks on, I want to always be able to slip it on. We're still in that in-between phase where no one quite knows the etiquette. We're creating the etiquette, I think. But seeing my neighbors again is just a joy. Like walking through Washington Heights and recognizing people again is just a joy. I'm really excited for theater to be back in the fall. I'm going to go see everything. I mean, yes, Hamilton is opening and that is great, full stop. But I can't wait to go see the shows that didn't get a chance to open last season, like Six and the Revival of Company and Flying Over Sunset, shows I was looking forward to seeing and supporting that field that needs the support.
What message do you have for your fellow New Yorkers about getting vaccinated?
Please do it. Please do it for your neighbor. Please do it for your immunocompromised friend who can't do it. The more of us that get this, the closer we are to turning the corner on this horrible chapter in our history. And I see it as a civic responsibility. I really do. And so, I mean, yes, like, please, like, for the sake of your fellow man.
We want to thank the great Lin-Manuel Miranda for joining us on City Hall Pass today. What you've been doing for the city has been so vital. All of us in City Hall greatly appreciate it. And we know you could do a lot of things and spend your time a lot of places. We're very grateful to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, guys.
I want to thank our guest today, Lin-Manuel Miranda, for taking time out of his incredibly busy schedule to sit down with us. Lin-Manuel is truly one of the city's favorite sons, and his commitment to uplifting and championing his community is inspirational. We hope you enjoyed this conversation and look forward to talking to you soon on another great episode of City Hall Pass.
This podcast is brought to you by the Office of the Counsel to the Mayor of New York City.